Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Lovely song coming there. Sister T with you all. I need Jesus. Very good afternoon to you. And it's a warm welcome to Thursday's edition of Heart to Heart. Today I'm not flying solo, of course. And I think Dr. Julius is probably so confused because everything is just looking weird. Why is Lucas sitting this side today?
I'm telling you, I'm surprised. Well, and with a couple of food, you know, a lot of food on the table.
Of course. So, yeah, today is day 3, actually, of Visiothon.
Oh, yeah, we're following Vision time.
Yep, Visiothon time, time of the year. And so Dr. Julius is joining us. Rafilwe will also be joining us shortly.
Oh,
it is a cold afternoon in Pretoria, so she's getting some coffee and joining us. So how are you doing, Dr. J?
I'm doing good, local. How are you doing?
I'm good. You probably get confused because I think I it depends how I feel on that day. One day you're Pastor J, the next you're Dr. J.
Feel free. I'm Brother J.
Your Brother J. Anything. As long as it resonates with you, you could be Dr. Mango, Dr. Mboo, Dr. You've got a lot of names, by the way. How are you doing, though?
No, I'm doing good, and definitely I'll be following the Visiothon. It's quite an exciting time,
I think,
this time around at Radio Pulpit.
Yep.
I think we're having and seizing the moment to be able just to encourage people to get connected to this great vision that God has given to Radio Pulpit.
Yeah.
And definitely, I think I'll be inviting. I've already sent out, I think, over 350 invitations for people just to plug in today.
Yes, you're such a team player, I must say. Rafilwe, come close. Sit my lovey. So I think I'll say officially, Dr. J, meet Rafilwe.
Oh. How are
it's
you,
Dr. Jay?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. So I'm glad he's plugged. He says he's plugged this to a lot of people.
That's good.
To start following, watching, and being part of Visiothon for this time around. And I know, actually, that it's one of the things that you definitely do, giving.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
part of who you
definitely
are.
I think for previous editions, you know, your very past programs, it's been 2-3 years now with Radio Pulpit, and I think I've been privileged to be on air just to encourage people to give, because look, a lot of what we're doing, you know, in terms of transforming communities, counts also with commitment. We know that commitment goes with what we call life commitment with Campus Crusade. So you have your leadership, you have your influence, you have your finance, and you have your expertise. So you definitely, the Americans will say the 3 T's. You have your time.
You and your letters.
you have your time, your talent, and your treasures. You know, Dr. Fred has added maybe the truth around it.
Maybe the truth.
For the 4T. But whatever be the case, you know, God is a generous God. He's a God who gives because he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ.
Yep.
But we are also invited and also challenged in the very proof of our very Christianity to also go out there and make a difference through trustworthy, viable platforms like Radio Pulpit.
Wow. I always say, Rafilwe, even with Pastor Moyo yesterday, that I think we give and we monetize it sometimes because, hey, we give even on Sundays and to such platforms. But I think the one of the highest forms of dedication is how they come here every single Thursday, no matter how busy. And he'll say, I've got a legal consultation tomorrow, but I'm coming in so we can record today. And I'm like, such dedication, you don't even get paid for. So that's the first form of giving, I must say.
Yeah, definitely. It gets hectic. And the reason why I'm flying out also tomorrow to be back.
You're going to be back before next week.
So I think that's really the level and the degree of commitment which we ought to give to the work of God, to kingdom work.
Yeah.
Because Radio Pulpit is a parachurch organization. People must understand that, because I think the difference is Radio Pulpit is not a church, it's a parachurch. So we come alongside the church. The word para means paramedical. We come alongside the church to make sure that we complete and not compete the church. We complement the church and make sure that the work of the church is effective out there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's amazing.
Very powerful. Never thought of it that way.
Like when he said para, I'm looking at him because I'm like, oh, you have to explain that because I'm lost. And I'm glad he got it because I just gave him a look. It's like, okay.
And then he says the word para, paramedic, I'm like, huh? Oh, man. So what do you have for us this afternoon?
Look, I think a little bit within really the vision casting, I wanted to conclude on that topic on victory over anger. Mm-hmm. Because last week, a couple of people called in, you know, they followed up. I want to really appreciate Rapita Vumisa, who is following us now, because I think he's one of those who called my attention that he was driving and mm-hmm. suddenly he tuned to Radio Pulpit and he definitely just got wind of a voice, a familiar voice.
Wow.
And after some few minutes of listening, he definitely discerned that it was my voice. I want to take this time to also thank one of our very faithful listeners. She's called Cynthia. She's a social worker.
Hi, Cynthia.
And she's so much connected to all what is happening here. It's the same. She has the same name like my wife, Cynthia.
Oh. that makes it special.
That makes it special as well. But quite exciting. I think today I just want to summarize, since we're giving a little bit of attention to vision casting, but again, just to seize a moment to invite us again in a very deep reflection over what comes our way in terms of our very demeanor, our very personality, because anger is something which always lurks around, you know, our very space. But the reality about it is that with the Holy Spirit in us, we're able to overcome, because anger reflects itself in every area and space of our lives.
Sure.
Are you in marriage? Oh, yes. In fact, your character will be well formed, you know, in the place of intimacy. And I think we share three realities about anger. Anger is not a sin by itself, but we said if ever you get angry, there are two things you must guard against. And the first thing is the duration of your anger. The sun should not set on your anger. And we're talking to couples now, please.
Don't go to bed.
We advise that way, but the reality about it is that please don't keep it for long. And keeping it for long might be quite relative. You know, I've come to appreciate that scholarly, that the relativity is really relativism in terms of, you know, there are many people in their own spaces. We might not be able to define that time, but there are some people in the very posture of their heart, they know that this is taking long.
True.
This is taking long. You know, I'm not talking to this person. It's taking long. And it's taking long because it's taking a toll on you as well.
Mm.
One thing which happens with anger is that you seem to be holding coal in your hand and you don't know that it burns but you and not the other person. So one thing which happens with anger is the duration of the anger, but the second area of anger is the reaction to the anger as well. You know, the Holy Spirit helps us that we might not react, but we might respond. And we proactive in the sense that, one, it's not easy to forgive, but God gives us really the proclivity and the grace to be able to forgive. But I shared three realities in my very Baptist alliterations. I said anger has three realities. The first reality is that anger takes away your rationality. Means it doesn't allow you to think objectively. So you're limited in terms of your objectivity in reasoning. But number two, also, anger takes away your responsibility. In the sense that most people who get angry, they abdicate their responsibility. But the third arrow was, especially in my legal space, anger takes away your rights.
Sure.
Anger takes away your rights, because definitely if you get angry and you react, you definitely might find your rights limited to a greater extent. And I think if you look at these three parameters, then we should be very, very cautious in terms of really our reaction and duration to anger. And I think today I'm summarizing it now with the very solutions that we might bring around anger from Romans chapter 12, you know, some people get very spiritual, Pastor. You've not,
need to bring scripture.
You've not quoted a passage around this. Yeah. Give us context, and let me give
you. Be responsible.
Let me give you a pericope. Let me give you a pericope, which will inform and inspire the last conversation we're having around anger. So, if you read Romans chapter 12 from verse 18 to 21, Romans chapter 12, verse 18 to 21. Romans chapter 12, verse 18 says, if it is possible, as much as it depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Mm-hmm. Not easy. 19 says, beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Verse 20, therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink, for in so doing you will heap coals of fire on his head. The last verse, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Look, these are very hard prescriptions.
Yeah.
And these are hard prescriptions because, humanly speaking, I believe you can only overcome anger. Anybody following us from last week and those who want topics again, like Brother Jack, the topic we've been going through and finishing today is victory over anger. Because each and every one of us living in a broken, fallen world, tearful world, we are susceptible to getting angry. And take note again, we're putting a very theological, biblical premise here. Anger is not a sin. It's only your duration and your reaction to anger that opens doors
to
sin. Mm. So, number one, what happens around the very space and place of your anger? You should put this in mind and take this into cognizance. How do you deal with anger in the light of Romans chapter 12, verse 18 to 21? Let me summarize this, then we have conversation. Number one, if you're writing it again, from my Baptist background,
you and your pointers.
Get my T's, come in. So the first point which might be extrapolated from Romans chapter 12, verse 1 of Romans chapter 12 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice to God, which is your spiritual act of worship. Mm-hmm. Verse 2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be he transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may know three things: what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
Amen.
So, number one, what happens around the space of anger is for you to trust God with your life.
Mm.
And that's why I said, look, in our previous program, I said, look, you can't go to a pharmacy and request a pill to deal with anger. And I know we have suppressants and everything. Mm. A lot of people will go through trauma. You will be prescribed. But the thing is that these are just temporary.
Mm.
But the reality about it is that true transformation and victory over anger comes when you surrender your life to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because anger has such a force, and it is such a storm.
Mm.
And we said, except Jesus is in the boat, then that storm might overwhelm you.
True.
I'm just talking to somebody who is going through an anger situation now. So please invite Jesus Christ into your boat. And when you invite Jesus Christ into your boat, he's the one who will say, peace, be still. He's going to calm it. So number one, if you want to take from Romans chapter 12, verse 1, number one, a take home is trust God with your life.
Mm.
Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Number two, have a transformation of your mind. Okay, the first T is trust God with your life. You're writing this down.
Okay.
Number two, have a transformation of your mind. Okay, the one thing that we've been struggling with Christians, even though we've invited Jesus Christ into our lives, local, is a transformation
of
our
minds. Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Okay, the transformation of our minds is a big topic. It's quite a vast, extensive topic.
Mm.
Why? Because the transformation of our mind means consider others first.
Exactly.
Because, anger has a proclivity of selfishness.
Mm.
We talked about
it
last week. Anger is very protective of self.
Mm.
Even sometimes you're right, but sometimes you might
get
wrong.
And it has a sense of justification.
And it has a great sense of justification. Mm. She studied law also. So she's getting into my legal physiology. So it has a sense of justification. So what happens is a transformation of your mind, and the transformation of your mind means you might be able to get more information, because sometimes we're susceptible to anger because we We don't have the whole story. Mm. We don't have the big picture. If you investigate, you get more information, you just might be very surprised of the outcome or the conclusion. So get into investigation, get to know the person, and that's a transformation of your mind by virtue of the information that you've harvested around your very space. So let's run around it. Number one, trust God with your life. Number two, have a transformation of your mind, which is verse 2 of Romans 12 and also 17. But verse 18 says we should not overcome. We should, as much as it depends on us, we should live at peace. Oh, that's when it gets difficult.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it gets difficult there. Because listen to that third point. Take the side of peace.
Take the side of peace. Okay.
Take the side of peace when you get angry. Because, sure. Oh, yeah.
It's difficult.
That's a difficult
one. That's why I'm saying, because anger kind of takes justification. Because something must have prompted the actual anger. So to actually say I choose peace in the midst of that is a difficult
in the midst of war, because the reality is that the Bible says in the Beatitudes that in Matthew 5, blessed are the peacemakers. Mm-hmm. Okay, listen to the qualification, because they will be called sons of God.
Yeah.
So one thing I know is that what identifies us as
sons of God.
So I cease to be one.
Oh, you with me now.
So peace
is not an easy posture.
Yeah.
It's a gracious posture.
Uh-huh.
Gracious because that person does not deserve it.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I think I'm getting to one of my points already. because we live with the Prince of Peace in us.
Yeah.
And the reality is that the Bible says sometimes it depends on you. Mm-hmm. But the Bible says, in as much as it depends on you.
Yeah.
So there are some battles which you have to let go, because stillness does not mean inactivity.
Yeah.
When the Bible says be still or be at peace, it just means be in alignment with the will of God.
The will of God.
Then let your heart be in a posture where God steps in to fight for you.
Mm.
You understand? I don't want to paint WWE SmackDown.
Like, and with that, right, I think also the patience to allow him to fight at his own time.
Oh, wonderful.
That's a difficult part.
Because we want, he says vengeance is his, but then sometimes we put a timeline to the fact that God didn't deal with it. Or why is he taking forever?
Why is he taking forever? And that pushes us to step in.
And I think one of our misconceptions, Fifi, is that we expect his vengeance to look like our expectation. We have an idea of what we want the vengeance to look like. And we never imagine his vengeance being, I'll take you on your journey and I'll teach you your act.
Mm.
But for now, I'm going to embrace you because you're mine.
Yo.
Then we get angry by, well, how is this vengeance supposed to look like? Why does it look like this?
Yeah, and sometimes we want to get even over the situation.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's not an easy one, because again, take note, we clothed with flesh, we're susceptible.
Mm.
So when somebody crosses the lines, steps on your toes, you definitely get human.
True.
Though there's divinity in you, but your humanity also might be pushed out of space and context. So listen to this. Take the very side of peace, because the Bible says, in as much as it depends on you. I want to define that as, in as much as you trust and lean on the Holy Spirit, like the Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own
understanding.
I think that understanding means your fist. that understanding means what you might say. Because if it's only your understanding, that person will hear a bitter pill from your mouth. You understand? But again, you trust God in that very situation of betrayal, in that situation of abuse, in that situation of pure vexation. You trust God. Because indeed, number four, let me get to nearly the last point. The first was trust God with your life. Transformation of your mind, take the side of peace. But number four, tell God to fight for you. Tell God to fight for you, because verse 19 says vengeance belongs to the Lord. You understand? Because when you step back and you allow God to fight for you, let me tell you, God deals with that situation beyond even your intervention.
Yeah.
And permit me again, put my legal hat on me, beyond even criminal justice.
Amen.
I'm talking to somebody who's gone through such an abuse. And let me tell you, we usually say this, there's criminal justice, but I believe there's also divine
justice.
Yeah.
There's divine justice. So I'm talking to somebody. I don't know if you failed in that court case, you've not failed with God. God will fight for you. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. You see, I'm preaching today. Be still. God will fight for you. God will fight for you, my sister. God will fight for you, my brother. I don't know what you're going through, the pain in your heart. And even your voices cannot measure what is the gravity of what you're going through. But God will fight for you. Let me conclude. As a Baptist, we preach a lot. So let me conclude. Number one is trust God with your life. Number two, transform your mind. Number three, take the side of peace. Number four, tell God to fight for you. Number four, I think. Number five is quite unique. Trade with grace. And you will not imagine verse 20 and verse 21. You have to trade with grace. How do you trade with grace? Verse 20 says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him.
Oh,
trade come on.
My God.
Trade with grace. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. Give him something to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by so doing,
what a difficult.
You will heap coals of fire on your head. But the last verse says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Look, grace is such a unique concept. It's unique because it is a full embodiment of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace is favor unmerited, undeserved. It is that situation where somebody angers you, pains you, and comes and asks for forgiveness. And the space of forgiveness is called mercy. When somebody comes and asks for forgiveness, it's just the first step. It's mercy. And definitely, in your discretion, you forgive that person. But surprisingly, you tell the person, but you came to my house. How did you get here? Can you get 100 rand for transport? That's grace.
Okay.
That's grace. That person doesn't deserve you to go an extra mile to show them that love. And I want to believe that's what happened with our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, because we didn't deserve the death. He died for us on the cross and the forgiveness we received. But again, we didn't even deserve eternal life by not only his death, but his burial and resurrection to give us eternal life. And so I've come to tell somebody, extend grace in the midst of anger. Overcome evil, not with evil, but overcome evil with good. And by so doing, you are a full impersonation, you're highly personalizing Christ in your very lifestyle. Because the reality about Christianity is people don't want to see just what you say, but they want to see your lifestyle replicated in the very things that you do. The Christian life is a life full of grace. It's a life not only of mercy, where we forgive people, but it's a life of an extra mile, where we go a long way to assist people to get to know Jesus Christ, even those who have offended us, even those who have gossiped, you know, and they've slandered us, they've said every bad thing about us. We don't only forgive them, but we give them a plate of food, but we give them a cup of water. We assist them to go for that trip, because sometimes they don't even, and they wouldn't expect that we'll go an extra mile to be able to assist them. So anger can be overcome beyond mercy, but with grace, because Jesus Christ is the very incarnation of grace. I think that's a word I was waiting and looking for. We must incarnate grace. If somebody is following me, I want to pray for somebody. I don't know what you're going through, but each and every one of us, we've been abused. Each and every one of us, we've been so much abused, and we've been hurt in one way or the other. But I want to tell you that we have a great high priest who is not only our advocate, but he's also gone through every form of abuse. Mm. So he knows what you're going through, my sister. He knows what you're going through, my brother. He knows what you're going through in your marriage, in that relationship. I'm talking to somebody. You so much trusted someone, but you've just been left under the cold. You've been so much abused, and not abused physically sometimes, but emotionally and mentally. You've just been exposed to a situation where you've been left to yourself. Father, I pray that you step into that boat. Step into that boat and calm the storm in the life of that sister. And I pray, oh Father God, that you give us the grace, because grace is not human, grace is divine. Give us the grace to be able to forgive, but also to go an extra mile to see to it that this person comes to know the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many people out there who have hurt us. But Father, you say we should pray for those who persecute us, even our enemies. So we pray. I'm praying for someone out there. Father, open your eyes that they might come to know you. But vengeance belongs to you. Father, step into my boat and fight my battles. Absolutely. Fight the battles of my brother, my sister, and help, oh God, henceforth, that these weights of anger shall give way to the peace of God that surpasses every human understanding. Heal that marriage. Heal that relationship. Heal that sister. Heal that brother. And let the Prince of Peace take total control and preeminence even over that situation. All for your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jay. Thank you. Thank you so much for that word. And before I say goodbye, Rafile, you know, when he spoke about victory over anger, one of the pointers he made was how anger takes away your freedom. And weirdly enough, that same afternoon, Mr. Sekamela and I were discussing a case of a young boy in the Eastern Cape who was killed because he stole a half loaf of bread.
Oh, no.
Yep. And jam.
Oh, wow.
And
oh,
no. And the neighbors killed him, knowing very well that he comes from a poor family. And while we were discussing this, I said to Mr. Sekamela, it was just anger. Anger over the fact that the child stole. I mean, other actions could have been taken to punish the young boy.
Yeah.
But they chose to hit him. And days later, he died.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you for those lessons.
Because we said it quite well and rightly, I think. Look, if you don't have proper information, if you don't have the whole context and the bigger picture of what is happening around some people's spaces, you just might misconstrued or misinterpret even some of their behaviors and gestures and conclude that these people have malicious intention. If they had just investigated this young man's life and realized that he was just out, maybe to get that food to feed his very siblings as well, just to help someone out there. So by the grace of God, let me give my number. I just feel to give my number. If somebody wants to call, we're ready to pray with you, to encourage you. Anger is a journey. Let's not say it's a pill for today. You take, you swallow, and it gone. No, it's a journey. We want to journey with you, and I think Radio Popi wants to journey with you as well. So my number is 067-154-0695. Repeat, 067-154-0694. God bless you.
You get it. Now, before we take this song, Rafile, I just want to remind our radio people, Pulpit family, that at Radio Pulpit, we're passionate about sharing the good news in a way that speaks to your heart in your language. Now, as the only Christian radio station in South Africa, broadcasting in 9 of the 11 official languages, we're committed to ensuring that the gospel reaches as many people as possible. So looking to the future, we're inspired by studies showing that online listening has grown exponentially in recent years, and it continues to rise. So we're getting ready for what the future holds with the launch of 2 brand new online stations, Radio Kansel Hartlank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele. These platforms will allow us to connect with even more people, sharing the gospel in fresh and meaningful ways. Rafile and I will talk about this throughout the show today, but I just want to remind you to be part of it. Yeah. All you need to do is SMS
the word give to
37871. Or you can drop a WhatsApp. Even a WhatsApp works. Don't worry. 082 657
2729.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Create in me a clean heart. That is Pastor Donnie McClackenday. I believe this was inspired by King David.
Yep. Yep. Scripture. I think because we didn't get to hear King David's voice.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're hearing right? Pastor Donnie McClackenday's voice. Probably how the song sounded. Oh, a lovely song. Oh, still broadcasting live from Radio Pulpit Studios. It is Fifi Rafile.
Yes.
Do you like being called Fifi, by the way?
No, actually. I was about to mention that.
So what's your nickname? What do you call you? You're one of those people who don't like nicknames. I'm so bad with that because I give everybody a nickname.
You know why I don't like Fifi?
Why?
There's this movie, Legally Blonde.
I don't even know the movie, but there's a story. So what happened?
There's a story. Reese Witherspoon, one of my favorite actors, had her pet named Fifi.
So you don't want to be a pet? Come on, reveal, wait.
That's literally the only reason. And because I love her, I feel like, no, man. Like, I feel like I'm her pet whenever. Like.
So, Reefy, Filwe, which one did you
Filwe
pick?
Would be.
Filwe.
Filwe is nice.
I will try and call you Filwe.
Someone calls me Riri. There's a girl who calls me
Riri.
Riri.
Yeah. It's a nice one as well. As long as you're not a dog. Okay. Still sitting on Pastor Jay in studio. And Pastor Jay has some great news for us, actually, as we begin. And I like this because this is leading by example.
Yeah.
Imagine. We opened with Pastor Jay, and Pastor Jay's got something for us. So over to Pastor Jay.
Look, we definitely feel well. Look, we're always excited, you know, around this time. This is a season to plug in.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that this is a season to plug in. You know, surprisingly, it's a paradox. When we talk of offerings in church, people want to plug out. But yeah. I'm telling you, you must plug in. Because God has a lot in store for us when we partner with Him in what He's doing.
Amen.
And it's a privilege
for us.
Sure, I
like that when we partner.
Yeah, we're really partnering with Him. I wrote a book called Partnership Dynamics. I've shared with Sister Kidboni. And I think what really surrounds the very core of what I'm sharing there is we can do together so much for the kingdom if we join hands.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And that's why the Bible talks of Peter beckoning on his partners.
Okay.
He had such a great catch of fish that he had to call his partners to come on board. And I think the harvest is
plenty. Yeah. But the laborers are few.
But the partners are few.
Yeah. So I like how you said that. The partners are few.
So I want to invite more partners to come on board to join us on Radio Pulpit and plug into what God is doing on this very tremendous, wonderful platform. And by so doing, I definitely want to plug my church on this very unique platform.
Church, are you hearing that one?
Definitely. See, from Hope Baptist Church, we're going to give, and myself and my wife, we're going to give 500, 1,000 rand
Come on.
Support this very initiative.
Mm.
So we want to pledge 1,000 rand to give as our commitment. But again, I'm inviting all those who've been following me, because I have a lot of friends who've been following me. You plugged in. We definitely, and by no means am I giving these figures to show off, please.
Of course.
Don't get me wrong. Most of the times I tell my church, when I give my tithes at the level of the finance team, I'm not anonymous. I'm one person. I give my tithes with my very reference. I don't make it public, but I always say, if you want to know if the pastor tithes, go and check. Check the finance guy.
That's safe. That's good.
You will know if I do that. But I think we must always lead by example.
Yeah.
And I want to challenge by so doing and saying also, I want to invite you. It just might be a 50, 100, it might be a 200. It might be a monthly contribution. It might be a yearly once-off contribution. But again, I'm saying this is plugging into what God is doing through this channel that I am witness to. Many lives have been transformed.
Amen.
I've had calls after my program of pastors who have left Mpumalanga to drive to meet me.
Wow.
Just for counseling.
Wow.
I've had relationships at the verge of just being disintegrated, and they've come back together. And that's why I want to say,
so the platform has touched so many lives.
God has used this platform evidentially, tremendously, to transform lives and to turn around families.
Sure.
At the verge of dysfunctionality.
Amen.
To come back together.
Yeah.
And so this is just a token that we're giving. And I'm calling my network.
Come on, network. Can you hear that one?
To put their net worth into this very wonderful platform. So plug in. You will hear more from Refillware and from Local How you could be part of what God is doing here. But you wouldn't regret. And thank you for following us over the years. And there's still a lot in store on Radio Pulpit. Join us for the great adventure of life transformation through Christ Jesus.
Wow. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate that, Dr. J. I see Rose there, and Rose did not write give, but Rose just wrote the amount.
Oh, wow.
We received 3,000 Rand. Awesome. So Rose, we received that. Thank you so much. You will be contacted as well. Pastor J, thank you. We bless the Lord for you. We really appreciate it. And Hope Baptist Church. Let's not leave Hope Baptist Church out. Thank you so much for that token. Whew.
Yeah,
Refill.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. I think I'm really, really blessed when Pastor Jay said people actually travel to meet him because they've heard the word of hope through the airwaves.
Yeah.
So it's really, really, if you think about it, it's a chance for someone else listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not to just come meet us or do whatever at Radio Pulpit, but to hear the good news and have their lives impacted.
Absolutely.
And I understand why you give your personal numbers out. I definitely, definitely do. But Rafila and I will be with you until 3 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
This next hour, we are just going on and on and on with you.
And on.
So do stick around.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.